Inside the Drive at 5 on the phone line, city councilman for the city of Muskegon Heights, also owner, business owner, mogul, leader, role model. He's everything, family. Ronald Jenkins, Happy New Year, man. I haven't talked to you. Happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year to you as well, PA, and congratulations to you, too, on all the outstanding things that you're finally getting recognized for doing here in the city of Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, West Michigan, and so on and so on.
Thank you so much, man, and for you recognize, you got the ball rolling. They saw what you was doing, and you got the ball rolling here in Muskegon. So, but I wanted to get your opinion. You have been trying to get the community aware of the possibility of the Muskegon Heights Post Office relocating. What can you share with the community right now?
Well, we will share information in regards to the possibility of the post office considering a move in one of our council meetings. And immediately I became, I was a little bit frustrated, but at the same time worried and concerned as it pertains to our citizens. So immediately, I mean, within the next day or so, I would be writing an email to the post office, to the representatives that is out there representing them, so that we can try to figure out how we can have a collaborative solution. What is it that we need to do as a city to get them to remain here in the city of Muskegon Heights? What is it that they're trying to do to maybe build a new facility? We have open areas with space where we can offer opportunities for them to build. So that they're concerned about parking and space. We have that area here in the city of Muskegon Heights in great areas. So I'm hoping that council, especially maybe the mayor, can sit down with any of those representatives. I would love personally to sit down with those representatives from a business perspective and allow them to understand how important it is that they remain here in the city of Muskegon Heights. Our residents, meaning it's a centralized location for them, is accessible, and it remains a social impact for them, meaning where they can go there, they know the workers and things by name, the workers begin to learn the citizens by name.
Right.
So there are some things that that we can do from a city standpoint, and I think we just got to take that initiative and move forward.
Now,
it concerns me because I don't want to see the same thing that happened to as I go back in the years when the letters came from consumers and they were interested in talking about moving or adding into the area they were in, and we didn't take it serious. So I'm telling all of our citizens, I'm telling all of our leaders, take it seriously. Let's get a resolution to it, right? I mean, let's get petition signed. Let's get signatures to show them that we care about our post office here in the city of Muskegon Heights.
Well, I know personally I was involved in setting up the meeting with a high-ranking official for Consumer Energy because they came to me and asked me to set it up. They wanted to expand in Muskegon Heights. They wanted to have all of their infrastructure in Muskegon Heights, and they were going to fix up the roads around Leahy, that whole Hork Street area, and fix up the road. It was just one requirement. They was going to block off a section of Leahy where their trucks can move and across the street from each other, and the city of Muskegon Heights shot that down, and that's what started the transaction of them leaving the city of Muskegon Heights. I thought it was a bad business decision by the elected officials at that time. I hope they don't drop the ball on this. What's the high probability of Muskegon Heights post office leaving the city of Muskegon Heights?
You say, what's the possibility of this?
Yeah, is it high probability? Is it low chance? Is it a good chance?
Well, from what they're saying to us, PA, again, we have not talked to, at least I haven't, and at least they have not came to a council meeting to speak to council or bring those concerns to council. I think Mayor said that she may have heard something about it, but it was nothing that was brought to council. And these are the things that I'm saying, we cannot drop the ball. We cannot assume and hope that other council members hear about something and we're allowing things to sit around unnoticed, unsaid, untalked about. We have to be about the business of the city of Muskegon Heights and get things done. So again, PA, our citizens have to get involved and let them know that, hey, we would like for them to stay here. And also get involved to the council and say, hey, what areas, what is that we need to do? I think we got a prime spot right across the street that was caused for development at one time. But right now, that's kind of put on hold. And there's not a whole lot of relocating for them. It's centralized. So I think if we can make some things happen, again, we can do anything that we want to do. There's a whole lot of things that we can do. We just got to make it happen. And that's about making tough business decisions and letting our business owners know that we are open and we listen to them. We hear them when they come to us with their concerns. We can't just drop the ball on this, PA. We can't.
Right. Now, they're requesting people write the U.S. Postal Service, attention Muskegon Heights, Michigan, relocation to Post Office Box 27497, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27498-1103. I'm going to repeat this throughout the day. Anyway, sir, you're hearing it for the first time. I'm going to repeat it throughout the day. It's up on our website. It's up on our Facebook page. But people, you only have a limited amount of time. They gave us 45 days to respond, and they posted this on December the 18th on their website.
Correct.
And I'm
correct. And maybe, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So the clock is ticking. Only got like 10 more days, unless they're not counting the holidays and weekends. I don't know. I try to reach out to the media contact. They're not in the office this week. So,
Well, PA, you said it right, man. You said it right. And thank you for putting that information out. I did put it on my Facebook page and my social media site. It's very important that we do it. And don't get caught into this thing, because you hear them that they will remain in the 49444 area code. There are so many different areas that's considered the 49444 area code, but that is not in the city of Muskegon Heights. So understand the 49444 area code when you're hearing them, or if you talk to them or they respond to you and they say that they want to stay, they will remain in the 49444 area code. That is not talking about local Muskegon Heights. It is the Fruitport area. It's the North Shore area. These areas out by the mall, these areas out past Walmart are still 49444. Citizens, understand what's going on. Don't just listen, but pay attention. Read to get a clear understanding about what's being said.
Yeah. Wow. City Councilman Ronald Jenkins on the phone line. Is there anything else that is going on that we need to know about in the city of Muskegon Heights?
Well, we got a lot going on, man. We got a lot going on. As you know, we just passed the budget, but we're still working on the numbers. We're still working on things that we need to do to balance the budget, to make sure the budget is not just normal. So please come in our meetings. Sometimes don't come in to actually have to respond, but come in and listen. Yes, there are debates, there are disagreements, but this is the time that we need to have those types of debates and disagreements and conversations. All the debates and all disagreements are not detrimental to the city. Sometimes we hear each other when we're talking and we're saying the things that we need to say from a business standpoint. So looking to make some changes. We're looking to make some adjustments. And like I say, if any citizens want to talk to me, feel free to set up a meeting with me. You can call the city clerk. You can call me directly. I will meet you at the city hall. We can sit down and talk. And things that you may have questions about or concerns about, I don't have any reason to hide anything. I'm here open to speak to our citizens, to be able to have an open book to show them and tell them the things that are going on, things that we're trying to change, things that needs to change in order for us to be successful here in the city of Muskegon Heights. We see so many things, PA, going on around us, things that we voted on nationally that is going to hurt us individually and socially. We have to, as a city, come together, PA, recognize the important changes that need to be made, and understand what changes need to be made. We can't continue to go on as the norm as we have for the last X amount of years. So that's my input to everybody. I just ask for everybody to come in and listen to what we're trying to do.
I've seen developers come to the city council meetings and make proposals, and it seems like they get cross-examined as if they are at Muskegon County Courthouse and charged with a felony. I understand.
Oh, my goodness.
You want clearance. You want answers. But if you have these different committees that are meeting like they're supposed to meet, seem like a lot of that stuff will be done in those meetings and that report given to council. It looks bad from a businessman point of view. A man who has money do not want to come, or a woman who has money, come into a community that is broke and trying to help out this community would not like to be belittled and questioned as if they don't know what they're doing. That runs people away. It really runs people away. I've sat on the opposite side. I stay in Florida. I'm very engaged in the political scene in Florida. The way they treat business people in their community is a lot different than what Muskegon Heights treat business people. I understand we've been gotten over and all that, but we still got to treat people with respect and not belittling them as if they don't know what they're doing or they're trying to get over on the city. I just got to say that.
Wow, man. Hey, hold on, VA. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Ever since I came on council 3 years ago, we say that we're city of friendly people, but then when it's come down for us to be able to show how friendly and open-hearted and open-minded that we are, and to show how business-minded that we are, we're unable to do that at times. We have to get outside the box. We have to think about the possibilities of a building, renovating, bringing new businesses in, not just talking about it, making these business owners feel welcome and comfortable. Again, PA, not many of us up there have built homes, built businesses, renovated businesses. Why are we questioning these contractors? That's for the business owners. That's for the homeowners. That's their business. Our job is to provide them opportunities, the wherewithal to be able to come in, the sites to be able to do that, our inspections to be able to go and what directions where to go to pay their inspection, to pay their fees. That's our job, to be able to do that. But thank you for coming to the city of Muskegon Heights. We welcome you with open arms, and we look forward to continue doing business with you. What else do you need? That's the type of attitude that we got to have. As we continue to move forward in the city of Muskegon Heights, if we're going to survive. We had homes last year that our citizens looked to purchase last year, and we still have not sold those lots, those homes yet. Yeah. But yet we're sitting here waiting on money to come in. We're waiting, talking about balancing the budget. I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense to me, PA. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If our budget is not where it's supposed to be at, we're talking about we need finances, we need money. We got open lots. We got houses. That means inspection fees. That means water that we're not using, currently using. That means people are going to be starting to use more water in our city.
Yes.
So all these things takes place. It's a change. It's a drastic effect. The moment that we do one thing, other people begin to do it. Other people begin to see. So if I'm building and I'm fixing up in my neighborhood, my neighbor's going to start doing it.
Exactly.
We don't get it, and I don't understand from a business standpoint why we're not taking more of an initiative. I think we can. We're starting to have those conversations, but it's taking us too long to do it. We don't have a long time to do it.
No.
We can
just be real
active and just make some tough decisions, business decisions, that is.
Some people are happy with the status quo. Some people are happy with a community that don't have a lot of people. Some people are happy with a community that don't have no development because they are okay. And the people that they're serving is okay. They're not trying to progress. If you don't get out and travel and see the rest of the world, you won't know that a business do have digital signs outside their business. You won't know that people are living in the next phase of life and technology world if you don't get out and see the world. So you see it through the lens of someone who's in a trap city, and we need to get out of there. Okay, thank you so much. We hope people mail those letters out.
Yes, sir.
There are three different options there that they have listed on their website, and we got it up on our website, 1037thebeat.com. it would be a travesty if that post office leaves the city of Muskegon Heights. And I understand. I think Norton Shores have a post office. I think they do. And it's on Henry. It's small. And the argument could be that there are more numbers in Norton Shores than it is in Muskegon Heights. And we need to counteract that with the amount of traffic and the safeness of our community. We need to counteract that argument with other things that we have done to support the post office. I believe that post office gets just as much traffic as the downtown post office. So
it gets a lot of traffic, man. And again, if our citizens are wanting change and our citizens want to do, I'm begging, I'm pleading with us to do that as well. Mm-hmm. Step up, send a letter. It doesn't have to be 3, 4, 5 different paragraphs. Just send a letter with your name, your contact information, and tell them that you're concerned. You want your post office to remain. That's it. And that's all, man. So thank you, PA, for taking out the time to really bring awareness to our citizens and the importance of keeping not only the post office, but businesses in general in the city of Muskegon Heights, and even opening more doors for businesses to come in.
You're welcome, good brother. God bless, man. Talk to you later.
Take care, man. Take care.
All right. All right, Muskegon. That was City Councilman Ronald Jenkins, who started online sharing information about the post office in about them considering relocating. You know, this is serious. No, this is a post office that has been there as long as I can remember, and they're using the term "stay in the 49444," which for Muskegon Heights residents really don't mean that it's going to be in your backyard anymore. We've seen a Secretary of State leave. We've seen people don't remember. We had a hospital in Muskegon Heights at one time. We had credit unions in Muskegon Heights at one time. I don't think there's a credit union in Muskegon Heights. There's one bank. So if we don't fight, it would be empty. It won't be business there. It'd just be all residential and liquor stores. So, and some beautiful churches. We love our churches. So anyway, going back to more music, it's Afternoon Jams.